Thank you for calling customer service. This is your employee speaking. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling in regard to two unauthorized transactions from my account.
Okay, can I have your zip code so that I can pull the account up for you?
61554.
Can you repeat that one more time, ma'am?
Yes, 61554.
Okay, thank you. And can I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Kylie, K-Y-L-E-E. Last name is Miles, M-I-L-E-S.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify your address for me, please?
2424 Lakeshore Drive, Pekin, Illinois.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do have an account here pulled up with the information that was just provided to me, and I do see we're back on the 30th of April. Two products were ordered, the Fresh Prime Cleanse and the Fresh Prime Keto for $4.96 and $4.95 to begin a trial. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so I ended that trial. So but now I have two transactions.
Okay, you said
account. What's that for?
Okay, yes, ma'am. You said you ended this trial?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a cancellation number?
No, I never got it. I never ordered anything else.
Okay, did you speak with an agent to cancel this account?
No, I never ordered anything else. Like when I ordered the initial one, I called and I waited and I was supposed to get a callback number. I waited and I did the, like, we'll call you back and not lose your line or place in line.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this account. Okay, yes, ma'am. So in order. Okay, yes, ma'am. So this money was taken out on the 15th of May. Now, you do have to actually speak with someone and our agent to get this account canceled. If you don't speak with anyone, the account is still open. The account is not canceled.
It's not my fault that they haven't called me back yet.
Yes, ma'am. It's a lot of people that call in, a lot of people that we have to call back. You do have to keep getting that account canceled, especially if you don't want to be billed the full price of those products. The 14-day. Okay, yes, ma'am. So on the 30th of April, when you ordered these two products, the Fresh Prime Cleanse and the Fresh Prime Keto, when you paid the $4.95 and $4.96, those were shipping charges paid to begin a 14-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply of the product to try it to see if it is something that's going to work for you. If you decide the product is not for you or you just decide you don't wish to continue, it does stay in those terms and conditions that you had to cancel within those 14 days of that trial period to avoid being billed the full price of the product that you paid the shipping and handling on. So on the 15th day, you were billed the full price of these products, which was the $97.84 and the $94.94. These were not for any new bottles. These were for the bottles that you received on the trial period.
Okay, well, you guys still haven't called me back from when I called the exact day that I got them, or actually it was actually the day after because the time zone was different. And you guys have yet to call me back from that, which is why I had to wait 45 minutes today because I never received a phone call back and I got charged. So
okay,
today I wait 45 minutes out of my work.
If you don't receive a call back as soon as possible, you are to just keep trying, especially if you don't want these charges.
That's not my responsibility.
Yes, ma'am. I do feel that you feel like it's not your responsibility, but it is your responsibility to get verification that this account is canceled if you don't want to be charged for these products in full.
You can't expect your customers to wait an hour every time they call. So when I have tried to call multiple times, and this is finally the last time, I was like, I will have to wait however long because you guys never return phone calls. And after doing research online, it appears that I'm not the only one that this has been happening to. So all I want is those transactions to be credited and my name to be off the account. And no, I don't want any, like, I'll send the bottles back. That's fine.
Okay. These products that you ordered, the keto and the cleanse, are the products working for you?
No, they're not.
Okay. Now, what I can do, I can offer to put your account on a 30-day hold to give you time to try that product out in full to see better results.
Unfortunately, if it... the customer, it's not you, like you personally, but the customer service has been so awful that I can't trust even being able to try to contact you guys again. And then now I have this, you know, these withdrawals from my account. And if I have to, I guess I'll call my bank and have them cancel the amounts as fraudulent because this, you know, I've attempted to contact you guys. And what you guys say on your website, like, that's not the case. Very deceiving. And it's not my fault that you guys haven't called back. You know, I work at a BPO customer service company, and I know how this works very well. And if this happened to one of our, you know, customer, that would be completely uncalled for.
Okay.
And it just came out of my account yesterday or last night, which is why it's how I saw it. So I assumed it was taken care of because you guys never called me back. I did send an email earlier, so all I want is it to be canceled, my card be off the account, and credited this money back. If you guys want the bottles back, that's completely fine. I will ship those out tomorrow.
Okay, ma'am. Now, this company that you ordered from, they don't accept any returns on any products, so you wouldn't be able to ship those products back. Also, these charges here, I wouldn't be able to give you a refund for these charges due to them being considered illegal and valid, but I can offer to give you 35% off all future shipments of this product.
Again, I had tried to call multiple times, and you put your number in that says that you guys will call back, and we won't lose our, you know, our line, our spot in the line, and you guys never call back. And again, this phone call today, I had to wait 45 minutes. Like, that's ridiculous. If I had to wait 45 minutes for every, I mean, God knows the other however many times I tried calling in the last 3 weeks, that's completely uncalled for. I don't want the product. I don't want 35% off. I just want my account credited. If I need to speak to your manager, that's completely fine.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have record of you calling this number to cancel?
You want me to pull up, like, the date and time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because you don't trust my word, so now you're questioning me?
No, because we have no record of any phone calls or any history or any notation of you calling.
Okay, let's see. Let me go back to. Sorry, I have to try to figure out how to search my calls. My phone only shows my 5-3, so I'll have to pull my phone record. It only goes back to May 3rd, and I called before, I started calling before that.
Okay, okay, so were you aware of the 14 days for the trial to cancel within those 14 days?
Yes. Well, okay. I was aware that I had to call, you know, before the 14 days, and that's when I called, and twice, and I waited like 15 minutes the first time and 30 minutes the second time, and said they'd give me a call back, you know, in line, and I never got a call back, so.
Okay, so,
just let me talk to your manager. I have a call in 10 minutes, and I have already wasted 50 minutes of this, so.
Okay, if I get you transferred over to a manager or whatever, you'll be on hold for a while. Let's see. These two products that you ordered now, they are very great products, and they are number one in the market right now. How about I offer you 50% off all future shipments of this product?
No, I mean, a bottle alone should not be costing $94.
Okay, just hold for one moment while I get you.
You're spending one bottle for 30 pills is $94 when you can find these online for literally 75% of the price. And furthermore, that wasn't even on the website when I ordered it. Nowhere did it say $97.84 and $94.94.
Yes, ma'am. These prices were also listed on the website in the terms and conditions.
Actually, I didn't even order off your website. It was some other place. And so, because I just looked at your website and stuff just now, and that wasn't even the website that I was actually on. So I'm not really for sure how that even happened. It was more of a, it was off of another website. So.
Okay, ma'am. Just hold for 1 second while I get your account canceled for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I am still here. Just hold for one moment. I'm almost done getting this canceled out, so you won't receive any more payments or products from this company. Just hold for one moment.
Okay, can I ask you, what company do you work for?
I don't work for the companies that the products come from. We're like a third party. We're just a customer service line. We don't actually work for these companies.
Okay, so what company did I even order this from? Because it's very vague.
It's Fresh Prime. Prime Time, I guess that's the name of the campaign. It's Prime Time.
Prime Time is the company that I ordered it from?
Yes, ma'am. The Fresh Prime is Fresh Prime. The Fresh Prime Keto and the Fresh Prime Keto Cleanse. The company is the Fresh Prime.
Okay, the Fresh Prime. So, like, that's not even anywhere on anything that you order or when you sign up or the email. Like, where does, I mean, they don't even disclose the company's name?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. The Fresh Prime doesn't even seem to be a company. I'm looking it up.
Okay, so ma'am, I am still here. I do have the account canceled for you, so you won't receive any more payments or products from the company that you did order from.
The Fresh Prime, and this doesn't come up as a company.
Okay.
Are you sure that's the name?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm looking at. Fresh. The campaign name is Fresh Prime. For the Fresh Prime.
Campaign name, but like, what's the actual company?
That's all I have here. I don't have a company. It just has campaign names. It doesn't have company anywhere.
They don't even supply you with a company name. That's pretty sad. Okay. So where do we go from here? Do I need to talk to someone else?
So what I am going to do, I'm going to get you transferred over to speak with the with someone else that can help you as far as getting your money refunded, because I'm not authorized to do that due to the charges being legal and valid. Now I have canceled your account, so you won't receive any more payments or products from this company. Just hold for 1 second while I get you transferred over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So I do have your account canceled. Like I said before, I do have your account here noted about you explaining and stating that you did call in to cancel and that you were thinking that you were going to get a call back to cancel and everything, and that you had to wait so long to be you were on hold for a long time. Yes, ma'am. So I'm just going to get you transferred over. Your account is canceled, so you won't receive any more payments or products. And I am transferring you so that you can speak about a refund with someone above my pay grade.
Okay. Is that someone within your company or ISIM?
Yes, ma'am. Someone that still that works for the customer service.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.